Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
And now we are joined by Herman Bosman. He's head of TSU, International Kidnapping, Hostage Survival and Extortion. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Well, thank you for having me, and good day to you and the listeners.
So what is TSU International Kidnapping? What is that?
Well, TSU International is a group, part of a group of companies that offer a variety of security services and inter alia also assist in kidnapping incident management.
In other words, so if somebody's kidnapped, you're the people that are brought in to negotiate, to handle it, and to guide people through the system. Is that right? through the incident?
Pretty much so. We will assist the family or whoever is involved in the incident to manage the incident and assist the best we can in that regard.
How, I mean, are you seeing an increase? I mean, you guys would be the people that would see it more than anybody else would, I would imagine.
There's definitely an increase in kidnappings in South Africa. It has grown to an alarming rate. We're looking currently at about 36 incidents per day reported to the South African Police Service.
Whoa.
Yeah, that is a shocking figure.
Wow.
And it is really high time that we address this as a priority crime in South Africa.
It's just insane. You know, because this happened to somebody close to all of us, we're much more aware of it. But I would not have understood or even imagined that there are 36 a day that are occurring throughout the country.
No, definitely it's currently reported 36 a day. And bearing in mind, in my opinion, that's only those that's reported. And many
on.
And many are not reported, and also there's a bit of a confusion in how it's reported under either a kidnapping or an abduction, where it's two different crimes. And it may also be reported in the wrong manner, therefore not really logged as a kidnapping.
Okay.
So also in the way it's registered may influence that.
What, there are obviously a few sides to this, but assuming that that you are unfortunately a victim of kidnapping, what are some of the advice that you can give us? When we spoke to Gary, he spoke to them with respect. He was calm. Is that what you would recommend, not showing too much fear? What would you advise people?
Well, remember, when you are taken, the people taking you are also not sure who you are exactly, as far as are you going to comply, are you going to try and resist, and they're also nervous and inclined to overreact. So your response in a large way will also determine their response and reaction to what you do. So it's important to let them understand that you are going to comply, you will do your best to assist them, and that you do not try and you know, be a hero in this as far as overwhelming them or resist when it is absolutely clear that it's not going to benefit you doing so. Obviously, there's a lot of, it's more complicated than what I've just said, but the golden line is compliance, and to understand that there will be a process thereafter that will be implemented to assist and, you know, getting the person taken back safe home.
And I guess just also know in that situation that something's happening on the other side, and you've got to hopefully trust that process that is happening on the other side. Your job, I guess, as the victim here is to remain calm and not cause any reaction that could adversely affect your position.
Yes, exactly that. The people taking you may vary in experience, may vary in how they've done it before and their experiences with the responses, and that may all influence the way they may act or react. So pretty much letting them understand, I'm going to comply, I'm not going to make it difficult for you, because they will not hesitate to, if you do make it difficult, to subdue you, and that is something you wouldn't want them to do, obviously.
A question from one of our listeners: do kidnappers target families or individual? Is there a profile that we're seeing?
It's so diverse, and obviously there's various types of people doing it. There's individuals taking people, there's two, three in a group, there's gangsters, there's professional syndicates. So it's a very wide array, and the reason why they also take, is it for money, is it information, is it human trafficking? So it is a very wide field, and none of it is the same. You must be very hesitant if somebody ever tells you, I know how to do this, I've done it before, I know exactly. You know nothing. You know absolutely nothing. Every single case, you start on a clean page, and you learn as you go. Obviously, previous experiences will help you, but none, you can't compare the one to the other.
Right.
Because of the variety.
We've spoken about the victim themselves, how to behave. What about the person who gets the phone call?
Well, first of all, and I'm speaking now to the, in a way, big way, the media, but be careful to run to social media, getting posts out there and hope that is going to bring your loved one back. You're simply going to be swamped with false calls of people allegedly having your loved one. And if you pay X amount, they will bring the person back. And later on, you wouldn't know who's who, and you'll get threats and emails, and it'll just start to irritate you. And if people have your loved one and have information to that effect, they will phone you. If anybody knows about it, they will phone you. You do not need to put out posters and banners and names, because those names and numbers you put out will just start to be getting phone calls. And we've experienced it recently now with cases that we're doing. You just swamp them with so much false communication that my advice is keep the information close at heart while you're actively managing a case. The fewer people that know about it, the better. And make sure that when you get that call, that you do speak to your loved one to make sure that that person phoning you is with your loved one, and that that is the true call that you need to attend to.
Right. And I think that's very, very sound advice, because to go into social media and to create, it just causes confusion, number one. And number two, make sure that it's legitimate, that your loved one is with that person. Once you've done that, then I'm assuming you get hold of a relevant organization such as yourself, CAP, CSO, whichever community you belong to, and let the experts take over from there.
Yeah, just be very careful. I've seen over the last 3-4 years how suddenly there's about 1,000 kidnapping and extortion negotiator experts out there that suddenly know how to do this.
Sure.
And I've never heard of them. I don't know where they come from. I don't know where they've done their training. Please, when somebody offers these services, I do not phone anybody and offer my service. I wait till somebody calls me. So be very careful that you go and you end up with somebody that's never done it before, or that's going to be rookie out there and create more danger than actually help. The person must show you his credentials, must show you where he's been trained, what training he has, what knowledge and background, and start on that basis that you can know you can trust the person that you're sitting with. Everybody wants to help, and I respect that.
Absolutely.
But not everybody is an expert in this field.
What about
I've been doing this since...
Yeah. Sorry, you've been doing this for how long?
I just wanted to say, I've been doing this since 1993. And I do not even consider myself an expert, as it is changing every single day. It's something you learn constantly. And for somebody to come out and say, I'm the expert, I know this, is a very risky...
Dangerous.
...thing to make.
A few people asking about the SAP. I mean, are they the people to call?
Well, the South African Police Service has trained negotiators and people that know how to manage this. So make sure that when you do contact the police and involve the police, that you involve the right people from the police service, and make sure you have a negotiator out there that can assist you. Our first priority is to get the hostage released. Nothing else. Not to apprehend anybody. It is to get the hostage released
100%.
And to facilitate the negotiation process to the best of our ability. But the hostage release is our primary goal.
Absolutely, absolutely right. Herman Bosman, head of TSU International Kidnapping, Hostage Survival and Extortion. Thank you for joining us this morning and giving us a very, very important perspective.